This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3,293. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Tent Smith, and Mike Hawk.
I'm
Montgomery.
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun will listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack, jiggity
jog. All right, here we go. Things get out of hand quickly as a woman tries to run over 2 men in a Columbus grocery store parking lot. Meanwhile, it looks like due to budget cuts in New York City, deer will no longer get the population control vasectomy nut.
Huh.
Yeah, they used to take them in for a vasectomy.
Damn shame.
Who knows? Ohio sheriff tells residents he is not the masked police. Beer gardens open in Scotland, and that brings anything but peace. And Scrabble bans racist and ethnic slurs in its tournaments. So no more goy for the win. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, actor Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, they're having anything other than an amicable split. It's a matter of he said, she said, but all manner of accusations are flying. Amber has accused Johnny of physically abusing her. And more recently, Johnny has accused Amber of intentionally pooping in his bed. Now, I've been really pissed off before, but I've never used poop as a weapon. Sadly, Amber, she's not the only person to use poop as a weapon. In Canada, a woman was asked to leave a Tim Hortons. Her response was to poop on the floor, then pick it up and throw the turd at employees.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And look, different people have different ways of expressing their anger. In Florida, 3 customers at a McDonald's, they jumped over the counter and beat up the cashier because the ice cream machine was down. And we told you yesterday about the Ohio man. He lost to his son in arm wrestling, and he got so angry about it that he ended up in an 8-hour standoff with police. Like I said, different people have different ways of expressing their anger, and people have different things that set them off. Well, today, we discuss. Maybe it was you, maybe it was someone else, but today we want to know who got angry. Then what did they do?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, Michelle's, and away we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3293 with a large and in charge program we have for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve the Thrill Hill on trumpet. Our own Lee Ted Smith on lead saxophone.
Hey!
And Mike Hawk on trombone. Welcome to the show. Big show for you tonight. Johnny Thunder's coming up. A little bit of comedy on the way. And our big band spectacular later on this evening. Don't forget 2-for-1 drinks, ladies. And of course, the bathrooms are over there. Be sure to tip your bartenders and waitresses. They are working hard for me. They are working hard for you. It's a lovely night here at the Holiday Inn Inglewood. Glad you can all make it out.
Inglewood.
What a show.
Inglewood.
What a show. Well, yeah, it's the only hotel in town.
Glad I'm on
Saks. Yeah, right.
He gets all the chicks.
Oh, what a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. And as we are in this pandemic world, how long have we been locked up for since?
Like 4 months.
4 months or whatever, it's safe to say. The more that you look at some of the news, the more you realize that people are having a very difficult time as far as keeping it together in all sorts of ways. It's not that things have changed that much, but as far as people losing it and kind of snapping, it just seems, and I'm not sure if just social media is capturing it more, it's happened all the time or whatever the deal is, but it just seems to be more prevalent.
You're not sure?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't know. You know, yeah, I mean, we can see it now. That's kind of the difference. I mean, I've been in the drive-thru before and seen some crazy stuff and never thought about recording what I saw. But
no.
Oh, my dad would have been thrown in jail.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the situation, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, he ran into a McDonald's. Like,
what was his problem?
I mean, literally, like, pull over and wait 5 minutes, and then he would throw it in park. It's like, I'm not leaving this effing drive-thru until I get my food.
Oh, yeah.
And then one day, there was, like, a burger missing, and he ran in, and I didn't see it. I just remember my mom coming out crying, and he was like, I'm going to jump over the counter.
The pull-over thing, you know.
Yeah, and threatened him.
Okay, well, it depends on your strategy. I used to work with this guy, and he was an everyday
right?
He was an everyday McDonald's eater.
Yeah.
And I think I've told you this before. He had figured out a way to get everything that he wanted fresh all the time. So if there was a Big Mac sitting out, he wasn't going to get that one. He would get a different one.
Right.
He would ask for extra special sauce.
Now, so they had to cook it from scratch.
That was one of his tricks. The other one of his tricks was...
What a clever man.
Yeah, no salt on your fries. Now, it's impossible, as much salt as McDonald's puts in that thing, that even if you dumped a new basket in, you're still going to get some salt.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you ask for no salt on the fries, then you're going to have to wait for hot fries. He preferred to pull over. And then he got everything hot. That was his
what an team. Evil genius.
Yeah, he was the guy who liked to pull over and wait.
He lives
wait
in an island lair. He has outsmarted all of us.
I know. But you want to talk about crazy. This is insane. We go to what's going on with Johnny Depp. He has a lawsuit going on right now. We learn a little bit about his private life, and we learn about his relationship with his ex-wife, Amber Heard.
Did you see the photo?
I did not see the photo. Of what, the bed?
Oh, there was a photo that came out today of, like, it's like time stamped at like 1:37 p.m. And there's 4 lines of cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
A little straw
yeah.
to snort it and like a pint glass of whiskey.
Okay. All right. I mean, well, this is not shocking.
Those are the reasons I like him.
Yeah.
But then there's all this other stuff.
And believe it or not, this lawsuit is not about Johnny Depp going after Amber Heard. The more you read about stuff, you realize they're just going back and forth with each other. But this is a libel lawsuit against a British tabloid. Oh, let's see what he's got there. He's got a straw, driver's license, lines of coke. He's got a pill box, a bottle of wine, whiskey.
Pint.
Wow. This guy is amazing for 1:37 in the afternoon.
Based on what we see of Johnny Depp, is anyone surprised?
I mean, I'm
I mean,
not.
To me, that would be his average lunch.
Yeah, I mean, I remember reading about what he would go through in a month as far as his personal wine collection and how he would have it flown to places where he was going to be living and the amount of wine he went through and all the wine he bought and all those things. So, you know, he was throwing down, no doubt about that. But some of the little tidbits in here are interesting in this. And we all know that in the heat of things, some people, they do different things in retaliation.
Sure.
Depends on the situation. Could be your neighbor who you're getting tired of doing things and you subtly kind of like, well, I'll do this, you know, or whatever the deal is. Maybe you want it known, maybe you don't want it known, but Amber Heard, I'm pretty sure, wanted this known. So part of the suit, they're suing the British tabloids, says that he abused his ex-wife, Amber Heard. And he's saying that's not true. This is why he's suing the tabloid. Johnny admitted that he started doing drugs at the age of 11. He said his mom used to ask him to get her, quote, nerve pills, and eventually he started sneaking them for himself. He added that his well-documented issues with drugs and alcohol never made him, quote, undertake violence against anyone. He gave his daughter marijuana when she was 13 years old. His quote, I was determined not to ever try any drug out there in the world because it's too dangerous. I was being a responsible parent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
13 years old.
Absolutely. You were absolutely being responsible when you gave your kid weed at 13.
I mean, almost like the tabloids going like, we told you he was crazy. Listen to all the things he's saying.
I mean, the tabloids like, what did we say that's so bad?
Johnny also accused Amber of being the physical abuser in the relationship and said that the last straw was when she or somebody else left a number two on their bed. It happened on Amber's 30th birthday party in May of 2016.
Somebody ordered the poo-poo platter.
Johnny was
30th birthday. These things happen.
Johnny was not there because they were already on the out, so they were not living together. But they did have that house, and that was the bed that they shared in. But they just separated. The next morning, someone left a surprise on the shared bed. First, Amber blamed their dogs. Then she said it was a harmless prank.
I've never confused a dog turd for a human turd. There is a definite distinction between the two.
Yeah, Johnny pointed out that the dogs are little Yorkshire Terriers and have never been able to get on the bed by themselves because they can't jump up there.
Sure.
Also, the surprise that was left behind was too big to come from one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's lawyer also accused Amber of having affairs with both Elon Musk and James Franco, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you what.
You pooped in my bed.
Yeah, this is about pooping the bed. So, I mean, when you think of the term, that's the bed, that's a good one. I've never been so mad. I mean, well, I've never been so mad that I think I could even pull that off. It's just one of those things. My buddy, we broke into our school trailer. We had trailers going around in middle school, elementary school. That's where they housed us because they just didn't have enough room. It was easy to get into these trailers. You could pick it with a credit card. It was just one of those doors. It was easy to get into. It was the summertime. Getting close to the summertime was almost the end of the school year. I can't remember if we were, like, I think it was one of those deals, if you can imagine this, where if you don't go to school during the year, we had to make those school days up.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we were there for another week or week and a half. Either way, it was painful as hell because we should be in summer break at this point in time. It's nice outside. These trailers weren't the best air conditioned in the world. Either way, my buddy Pat was not doing well that semester in a couple of classes. He had been disciplined on behavior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This teacher was also just a whip, and she would not budge in anything, very strict, and hated my buddy, I mean, completely. I mean, it was obvious. So we broke into that trailer one night, and back then there was a grade book. We got into the desk, got the grade book. We opened it up to whatever the main grades were that were going to come out. So we already, okay, first of all, we're already pissed.
Yeah.
Because even though we're in school for another week and a half, the grades are done. So they've already been done. You know what I mean?
Right.
In other words,
why are you
nothing
in school
from this point on is going to matter. And the only thing that matters is when we go home with that report card.
Sure.
And Pat had done pretty well. He did not do. And I was pissed off because I thought I did better than I did. I'm sitting here looking at my grade. Now I'm getting pissed off at some of the things that I got graded on. And then there's the social aspect of it. And in my world, those were more important marks, disciplinary wise, than sometimes my grade. So look,
absolutely. As a parent, I don't care if you're stupid. I don't care if you're lazy. But if you act like an a-hole, that's a problem, right?
And I got disciplined in like something, I don't know, like talks too much or whatever it was. It was like it brought down my my social grade. And now, if I got straight A's or if I got A's and B's,
sure,
my parents would go, "Hey, man. You know what I mean? Cut that crap out. You're still doing well in school. Obviously, you're paying attention to doing your homework.
Yeah.
But when you got C's, and some B minuses, and you go home with that. You know what I mean? Like, you know your summer's going to suck.
Bro, if I got a C, my parents took my ass to Red Lobster. I did so bad in school. Seriously, like, if I passed a class, it was a celebration.
Mm-hmm. So my buddy...
I just got to see that, too.
Yeah. And he sees this. And my buddy also knows that based on what his parents had told him before, if he did not do better as far as his social grades were concerned, that he would not be having a summer. So Pat looks at this thing and realizes he's not going to have a summer. He's basically, if he takes his report card home, the 3 or 2.5 months that we have left, he's not leaving the house. And he understands it. So he is fuming. He jumps up on the desk. He pulls down his pants. He takes a crap in the book. Now, the book is like a spiral ring type of grade book folder. So then once he defecates on the page, he closes the book and smashes it together as if he was making a crap sandwich with the grade book and pushes it all out to what comes out the end, kind of like an egg salad sandwich if you squeeze it too much.
Right. Or like eating any sandwich on ciabatta.
Right, pretty much. You know what I mean? So that's the only time and it was out of anger. And that was his move. I mean, we thought about Pat. We could have tried to maybe erase this. And then we that would basically just be self-incriminating.
So like, would pooping in a book, I would think.
Did it change your grades?
No, the grades were the same. For whatever. I mean, we still got the same grades. I mean, she was able to figure out what those grades were. She knew what they were, or whatever the deal was. But, I know that because I got in trouble for my stuff. Pat got in trouble for his stuff. I mean, we didn't get in trouble for what we had done, but we were going to be in trouble anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
So this was not part of the plan, and this was never spoken of. Now the thing about this was that this was probably on a Friday night. It was on a Saturday night. Keep in mind, it's the summertime. It is hot. Mm-hmm. It is 85 degrees. These trailers do not have air conditioning. We come back to school on Monday morning. And the doors to the trailer are wide open. They also have these huge industrial fans, the kind that you would see like to air out a room or whatever, like the kind that you sit on a floor if you have water damage or whatever, blowing air out the doors. We had to go to a different classroom for the next 2 days until they could get the smell out of the trailer, which had no windows in it.
Ever tell the student, like you guys knew why, but did they tell the rest of the school why they were airing out
and
this particular trailer?
And we are not the best actors.
Somebody had to ask. I mean, you said you're high school students, right?
No, we're middle school.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to ask.
Well, no, we heard what had happened. You know what I mean? But we had to act like we didn't know what had happened.
Of course.
Like, no way. Somebody did what?
That's unbelievable.
Wow. Can you believe that, Pat, that someone would come in here and do that?
No, that is amazing and awful.
Who would try to destroy our grades?
My buddy, it was nothing like that. This was stupid. We're playing, probably about the same age though, like middle school, but, we're doing a little band practice and we sucked, but we practiced in his basement. This guy, Paul. And ever since I knew Paul, his family had a cat named Princess. She was fine. Just a freaking cat, right? But we went up to his bedroom and there is a fresh cat turd sitting on his pillow. And Paul loses his mind. Me and my buddy Tony are dying of laughter because let's face it, there's poop on his bed. It's not our bed. This is funny. Paul marches down to the cat's litter box, pops a squat, man, and just drops a deuce in the cat's litter box because in his mind, this is payback. Now, Tony and I are kind of like, I don't know if he's thinking this all the way through because you're still the dude that has cleaned the litter box,
right.
But he drops a human-sized turd in the litter box, and he is pissed, man. Like, he is outwardly angry. He poops in the cat's litter box. Now, keep in mind, when we went to the cat's litter box, it was obvious why the cat pooped on his bed. The cat was telling him, hey, man,
you need to
clean out the litter box. I mean, it's full of, like, but it was full of cat turds. Now there's this one massive human turd in there. We kind of forget he's done it. It's maybe 20 minutes later, but we're in the kitchen, and you just hear this cat. It sounded like the cat was suffering. And we go upstairs and check on it, and this thing is doing the best it can to kick sand over this massive foreign turd. And then in the end, he ended up cleaning it, and he was like, it was worth it. That was his mindset.
Yeah.
I saw a guy poop in a cup.
What?
They were playing beer pong. Like at a...
Yeah.
It was like a bunch of dudes at a hunting cabin, right?
Okay.
Way upstate Pennsylvania, almost like Canada. So we're playing all these drinking games and this and that, and I forget what happened. For some reason, he decided to gross everybody out and was just going to poop in one of the cups. And then this sent off a chain reaction of people just getting sick.
Yeah, that'll do that.
But like on command. And the craziest part is, he was not drinking. He was the only dude there that didn't drink.
He was sober?
Yeah.
And that's the decision he made?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean
prison guard.
Wow, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that explains a
lot. Yeah, maybe he's just seen this enough in real life. He was like, the hell with it, going in the cup.
Like, prison guards and nurses, like, who will poop in the cup first?
Speaking of, police are investigating allegations that an Alabama prison system employee pulled a gun during an incident in a Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Mm. The incident happened in the drive-thru line on Friday evening. The prison employee allegedly started shouting because the car in front of him was not pulling up far enough. It had not made it to the window yet. But there was still a large enough gap in between. And he said, hey, just pull up, you know, like, pull up, you know.
Sure.
Wasn't going anywhere, but either way. So the guy gets out of his vehicle, like, turning around, like, dude, we're not going anywhere. It's like 6 feet or something like that. Who cares? And that's when the guy behind him, who was the prison employee, pulled a gun and got out, like, all right, let's go. And the guy's like, hey, man, I'm in line at Chick-fil-A, man. This ain't a big deal. They did suspend the guy, but they won't name who he is. So they won't release the suspect's name. But
he likes
his
chicken.
Yeah, he has been,
come on.
He's been put on leave pending a further investigation.
What? Come on.
It's Chick-fil-A.
And they run their drive-thrus pretty smooth.
Who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Almost Famous Friday. They named it after our show. We're so close. One-hit wonder. Friday, we'll play the bands that could have and should have been big maybe at that point in time. You heard the song and you went, man, these guys are awesome. And then you never heard from him again.
Yeah, that happens more often than not.
As we are celebrating the new podcast Origins, Almost Famous turning 20 years old, Cameron Crowe will be included in this. Cameron, by the way, the story is based on, in a rough way, his life.
Yeah.
And he gets back with the gang, Kate Hudson, Francis McDormand, Jimmy Fallon, along with Peter Frampton and Nancy Wilson, talking about Almost Famous, a classic movie that was 20 years old. Check out the podcast now on radio.com. And Friday, we will feature a lot of those bands were almost famous on an Almost
Just like
Famous
you demanded.
Friday. Exactly. Our question, who got angry? Then what did they do? We head to Texas. This is a part of the trials and tribulations of being an Uber driver, as Maria Chavez is a weekend Uber driver in Texas, and she caught all of this on camera on her closed circuit television in her car. In the video, there's a woman and a man. They can be seen in the back seat of the Uber with what appears to be takeaway food.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The woman then asks Mrs. Chavez to go back to a location to pick up people from a bar that she had been in.
All right.
Well, that's not how Uber works. Basically, you have a route home, and it's prepaid, and that's where you're going, and that's just the way it works. Well, Mrs. Chavez politely declines, and then the woman gets a little bit feisty, and she asks the woman to exit the vehicle. When the woman refuses to leave, Mrs. Chavez asks her to again please exit the vehicle. She asked the male passenger who had got out of the Uber to help get the woman out of the vehicle. Well, the woman continued to refuse to exit, and when she eventually does, she then begins throwing tacos at Mrs. Chavez.
What is it with Mexican food in particular?
Mrs. Chavez breaks down in tears after the woman throws food at her. My night is done. I'm done Ubering for the night. This is my job, she says. I'm losing money. You threw food at my face. It's all over the car as well and everywhere else. The man offers to clean up the mess and gets back in the Uber to attempt to clean up the spilled food. However, at that point in time, too little, too late on the deal. I'm sure that that is not going to help the Uber rating of whoever picked up that that tag.
I'm sure it was very low. I will say, I believe, for whatever reason, Mexican food tends to be the one, I swear, that gets thrown the most. Even when you read about, we got a guy here, says, when I was about 12, my older sister, younger brother, and I were home alone. I got up to microwave some burritos. When I got back to the living room, my brother had taken my chair. I yelled at him to get out of my chair. My sister yelled at me to just sit somewhere else. Well, I told her to F off. Then she smashed my burritos. I was a fat kid, so I was pissed about the burritos. I lost it. I smashed the burritos into my sister's face, breaking the ceramic plate over her head in the process. Not my proudest moment.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my fantasies.
Which is that?
Throwing a burrito. Me and my buddy talking about it. You're walking through an intersection, you got a big old burrito, and somebody like comes flying up and stops real short, and you just lose it. You just turn around and spike that burrito.
Why is it a burrito?
Like, I don't know.
What was the movie? The Weatherman?
Because there's so much stuff in it. There's rice, beans, sour cream, guacamole.
And the other one I get that's used a lot are Hot Pockets.
That's easy.
It is easy, but my thought is I just waited, 45, 60 seconds for my Hot Pocket. Maybe I'll throw my fork at you, but I'm eating my Hot Pocket. That's just me. That's just me.
I had a roommate of mine in a house of about 7 people, and one person in particular was notorious for stealing your food. Mm-hmm. And it did not matter what the deal was. If you bought 2 or 3, El Paso beef or chicken or bean burritos or whatever, you could guarantee that he would eat not one, but 2/3 of them. He would eat like 2 of the 3.
He'll save you one.
No, he'll get you back. He would always get you back.
Get you back.
And I was like, hey, man, Warren, I'm hungry. You know, could you get the burritos back? Oh, I'll get it for you next time I go to the grocery store. Well, he never will go to the grocery store. Well, my other guy.
Well, then he wasn't lying.
Yeah. The other, my other buddy who lived there part time, so to speak, at some point in time, he got, I don't know, he had his mother's dog for like 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know if she went someplace, whatever the deal was, but the dog was also staying with us. All right, well, this continues and continues on. Like anything else, like siblings, it boils and boils and boils, and then someone just punches someone in the face out of nowhere, you know, or hits them over the head with something because they're so frustrated. Well, Tim had like 2 or 3 cans of Alpo in the cupboard in the kitchen, and we did have a chili packet, and we did have beans, and we were going to make the chili. Like, hell, we're going to make Alpo chili. We put it on the stove, start cooking the Alpo chili. Believe it or not, the Alpo chili smelled like chili.
Sure.
It smelled really good. There was nothing that you could tell. And we cooked it in a pot, and we left it on the stove, and then we went out. Because we knew damn well that Warren was going to come home from his job, like probably 6 o'clock in the afternoon. He'd see the chili. We knew exactly what would happen. And exactly what happened. He ate half of that pot of chili.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, just housed it. Just housed it. And we all just, and it was kind of like, well, do we tell him? And no, we don't tell him. You know what I mean? Like, now, let's just not. This is, we got him back.
Yeah.
That's good enough. You know what I mean? Rosek's got a freezer and is locked up, or a refrigerator locked up in his room. We'll use that for our food from now on. If Warren finds out about this, he'll kill us all. And about 2 weeks went by, and someone let the cat out of the bag, and I'm at a bar. And my buddy says, don't go home. Warren's going to kill you. Because all the roommates said it was your idea.
And I'm like,
whoa, it was kind of a group idea. You know what I mean? Like, no, they said it was yours. Warren's going to kill you. So I ended up going home. Warren tried to kill me. But I was like, but I was like, the whole time when he got me down the ground, I was like, how was the chili, though? Seriously, how was the chili? He got in like 2 or 3 shots on me.
But nothing to be mad about.
I was laughing so hard.
It's not your food to eat, so it doesn't matter what it was.
But that was my passive-aggressive way of, you know.
We did that. There was a bartender we used to work with, and before we would open the restaurant, they had family meal, staff meal, essentially. And we warned the rest of the wait staff, hey, listen, the first plate we put up there, don't eat it. And it kind of looked like a taco salad, but it's the exact same thing. It was dog food. Don't remember if it was Alpo, but everyone else had kind of grabbed a piece of food. He came in a little later. He scoops out of what he perceived to be like the fresh pan because no one's cut out of there yet. So he cuts out a piece of the stuff, had cheese on top, all this. He goes, I just start stocking the bar. We don't know if he's eating it or not. We're still in the kitchen. Dude comes back with an empty plate, scoops out another piece, throws it on his plate. And I always remember this because I don't know if this is an insult, if it's a compliment, whatever the deal is. Dude, he was always grumpy. He was just a son of a bitch, right? But he walks in. He gives us the stink eye. Keep in mind, whether it's dog food or not, technically, we made food for you. There's no gratitude from him. He just looks at us over the line and goes, as he's scooping his second helping on there, this is the best staff meal you guys have made. We said, well, you know, brother, eat up. You can take the rest home if you want to.
Who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Riley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was about 12, and I was a pyro growing up and always had fireworks in my pockets. And buddies from the neighborhood, we all used to get together and make fireworks that you couldn't buy at the stands. And so we built this firework, and I did not expect it to be as loud as it was. And I didn't know my old man was inside sleeping. and I knew better not to scare him, but I didn't know he was sleeping, so we lit the thing off, and it shook the entire neighborhood. And he came flying outside looking for me. He spotted me and just smeared me across the yard.
Because you woke him up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
So he knew it was you. He knew it was you. There was no question in his mind.
No question about it. He knew I was a pyro.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're still a pyro. Like, I was a football fan growing up. I really like football. Guess what I am? I'm a football fan as an adult. So I'm assuming that you're still kind of a pyro?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
I think everybody is, but like anything, the older you get and the more severe the repercussions, right? Like, you know, growing up, because there is a certain point, if you're a guy, certainly, between the ages of like 8 and 15, if it can be lit on fire and you don't think anyone's looking, you try to light it on fire. And we burned down half of my buddy's, well, I hate to say half of my buddy's yard, because when his mother got home, it was very clear that it was her yard. And in fact, in this particular occasion, this was back in the days when corporal punishment was the expectation. Whatever you violated, you got your ass whipped, right? So she comes home, and kids are kids. And the one thing, look, I was a kid. I have kids now. Universally speaking, you suck at trying to hide things. You're not good, and you're not fooling anyone. But we're trying to disguise that even though half of the yard has been burned away, like nothing unusual happens. Well, she notices as soon as she pulls in the driveway. She walks in the house. She knows it's us. It's during the summer. We're the only ones there. My buddy Devin gets his ass beat. I end up getting my ass beat. And then guess what happens? By the time I get home, his mom has called my mom. So I get my ass beat again. And I remember I had this conversation with Devin. I said, look, man, for the rest of the summer, if we're going to be up to no good, let's be up to no good closer to my house. Because the thing is, that way I only get my ass beat once and you can get your ass beat twice. Because I got my ass beat twice probably seven different times during the His parents had roughed me up by the time I got home. They've called. And my parents, I'm already like, I already got killed.
I was kinda wondering,
they didn't care.
I'm kind of wondering what, as an adult, a pyromaniac, what? How do you channel things? Like, do you have a fire pit in your backyard, and every night you go out there, and you know what I mean?
Either that or arson. I mean, as a kid,
yeah, I'm saying,
you just like, look, if a kid burns down a shed, and the whole neighborhood knows this kid burnt, maybe he gets in trouble, maybe he has to work it off and has to pay for some of the damages to the shed. If you do that now, you go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the fire. It's the guy that's fire pit is just always, like, way too big, and, like,
the sparks are going up into the trees.
Yeah, it's that part of the summer. He doesn't care. So I feel like that's how you see him as an adult.
Actually, you know how I see them as an adult? I see them as a fireman.
Mm-hmm. You know what a pyromaniac's favorite food is? I'm guessing a s'more, right? I mean, what do you think of when you see a fire?
Right.
I think of s'mores.
I almost said firecracker shrimp.
Not a bad call.
Yeah, I'll take that too. Who got angry? Then what do they do? 206-421-ROCK.
Very specific.
Hello, Lieutenant Harris. Jesus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
What is going on, gentlemen, on this beautiful day?
It is a beautiful day. Finally got a little sunshine out there for summer.
There you go. All right, I got one for you. About 25 years ago, I had a roommate, and, you know, being a-holes that we are, we decided to, you know, try to pull pranks on one another, you know, just little things that you can stop one the other. Well, he actually borrowed my car one night, said he was going to run and get a burger. I said, no problem. Well, he come back, and about a half hour later, and we, you know, eat the burgers, go to bed. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I get woken up with a pounder on the front door. And I'm like, okay, who the hell is this?
And who was it?
And they wanted to have a discussion of me why I stole a bunch of construction road work signs out of a construction zone. And I'm like, excuse me? Well, we got your license plate and everything, and long story short, come to find out, my buddy did it, put them beside the house, thinking it was a practical joke. So after about a half hour of, you know, talking my sweet tushy off to get out of it, I was definitely pissed off. So about 2 weeks later, I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to get him back for this? So actually, I borrowed my buddy's truck, another truck that he had no idea. We found another construction zone. You know the little signs they have that blink at you, the yellow light letting you know there's construction zone ahead?
Sure.
Okay. We took 20 of them, loaded up in the back of my buddy's truck, drove to his house, back to actually our house. I had them stacked in the front yard. So you've got 20 different signs with 40 blinking lights all together. We sat across the roof, half the street, made a phone call, and just watched the chaos begin.
What is what's the punishment for that as far as your roommate goes?
He ended up being what hell of a fine. He avoided the jail time, but they fined him $250 and was it 125 hours of community service?
Oh, okay, there you go.
That's the punishment.
I just paid $140 for blowing through a red light, $200 for stealing 30 signs. Isn't that bad?
Yeah, I was like, that's not bad at all.
No.
Community service, though, man. That's
the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
I like this one. It says, when I was a kid, my sister refused to eat her cream of wheat. First of all, can't blame her. Just after 30 seconds, it's a clump of nasty. But my father said, eat it or wear it. She said, I'm not eating it. So my father picked it up and dumped it over her head.
I'm telling you, man, add a little applesauce.
On top of the girl's head. Oh, to the.
That's how I ate it as a child.
When's the last time you had cream of wheat, do you think?
Man. Well, fair question.
Yeah, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Probably 20 years. Probably longer.
About 40 years ago, man. I didn't like it as a kid. I certainly won't buy it as an adult, but I can't remember the last time I had it. But I can remember that sensation of, F, it's a bowl of cream of wheat. I remember walking into the kitchen and my mother saying, here's breakfast, it's before school, puts down a steaming bowl, and just in my mind, like, I hate this, F. This is the last
I mean, as a kid, I feel like I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, especially when it got lumpy.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
But with that, yeah, I don't know. I like some weird things, too.
We would have been good siblings. Like, hey, Ted, I got some lumpy ass cream of wheat, please.
Yeah, I would
eat it all.
You know, yeah.
I mean, it's either that or instant breakfast.
Who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hola.
So a few years back, I'm driving on the freeway, and I don't know what I did to upset this lady so bad, but she was, like, doing everything she could to follow me. And I don't know what I was thinking. It probably wasn't the best decision I've made in my life, but I hucked a cheeseburger out of my window. And it lands on her windshield underneath, like, her windshield wipers. So she tries to hit the wiper to, like, get this cheeseburger off her car while we're driving down I-5. And she smears mustard and pickles and everything else across her windshield.
Cool.
And I had to very strategically try to lose this lady because I made her upset.
What did you, all things considered, you sacrificed your cheeseburger. Was it worth it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I was excited.
I know when I get a cheeseburger in my car, I'm like, all right, I got a cheeseburger. I'm so happy to have it. Like, I do anything to keep it.
Right.
I don't want to use it as a weapon.
How long did it take you to lose her after she started smearing the cheeseburger across her windshield?
About 2 exits. The look
okay.
Her face was priceless. She did not expect me to be throwing it. I mean, it was really bad, whatever, but it was, you know, I wasn't thinking. It was funny, though.
I think it's just a good, great shot. You know, just the fact that where you landed the damn thing.
Yeah, the worst thing to do would be throw a cheeseburger, miss her car, and hit someone else's car.
Yeah, exactly. Then waste the cheeseburger. Who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Jason?
Doing good.
Good news.
So yeah, this story goes back about 8, 9, 10 years ago. Worked together at a restaurant, bunch of people we used to get along with, used to hang out at a certain house, party there, you know, among other things. That's kind of what we did. One of the times I so happened to get a little too drunk too soon, fell asleep, got drawn on all over. Woke up, was to my surprise, I had, you know, a unibrow and a mustache and all those kinds of fun things. And I said, hey, whoever did this, I'm the prank war champ, and you're going to get it. Figured out who it was. It was one of the girls that was there. And this is where the surprise comes in. Me getting her back. We're back at the house again, partying, having fun. And we're drinking, eating all day. And I've got just a growler, just brewing, ready to go. And I find her purse. Find her makeup case inside the purse. Yeah. Empty this thing out. And I put a hot Cleveland in there. And zipped it back up and put it in her purse. Oh, we go about our business. Yeah, only about one or two people in the party knew what was going on. But I forgot about it because we're continuing to drink. A couple hours goes by, and I hear a blood-curdling scream. The girl who I did it to went into her purse to go kind of touch up her makeup, and lo and behold, her makeup's gone, and we got something else nice and brown and hot for you instead.
We replaced her makeup with a turd. Mm-hmm. Let's see if she notices this. Jesus. Did she realize it was you?
After... it all ensued and kind of unraveled. Of course, I let her know, hey, I told you, don't mess with me, because I'll be sure to get you back twice as bad.
I'll poop in your bag, yeah.
Did you ever hook up after that?
You know what? The hooking up was actually prior to those occasions.
Okay.
But, so we kind of had some...
History.
Had some history, yeah. And then, granted, she'd never seen that side of me.
I think that's fair, man.
That was the end of that.
Never seen that. The side of you that poops in a purse.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.